The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
It's the 5 o'clock hour on Bob Burney Live on a Friday, which means our phones are wide open for your calls, your questions, your complaints, whatever you want to talk about. We do that on Fridays. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE. And Jeff over on the other side of the glass is just anxiously awaiting your phone call. I hope you'll call. Otherwise, he falls asleep over there and the phone ringing kind of wakes him. No, I'm kidding. Jeff keeps very, very busy posting all the stories, pushing all the buttons. But he is waiting for your phone call. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. You know, I said earlier in the program, the Democrats in the House of Representatives today passed the Equality Act. And I have warned you, and I mean it, if the Democrats, if the liberals give a name to a piece of legislation, mark it down. The purpose of the legislation is exactly the opposite of the name of the legislation. The Equality Act is not about equality. If the progressives, the liberals, say this is a non-discrimination bill, non-discrimination legislation, mark it down. It's all about discrimination, primarily against Christians. Well, it's the same with the communist Chinese. All right? Here's the headline. China launches campaign to dismantle and eliminate house churches. Now, folks, listen to me carefully, please. I have been saying this now for about 30 years. If you have a biblical worldview, that means you interpret everything that happens around you from that biblical worldview. It's like having glasses on. And if you have something written on the lens of your glasses, everything you see will be colored, impacted by what is written on that lens. Well, if you have a biblical worldview, you will look at the world around you and the news from a different way. So I constantly encourage people, when you hear the news, when you read the news, when you observe the news, please do it from a biblical worldview and understand what is going on. Now, why do I bring that up again today? Everybody's all been out of shape about the Chinese tariffs, okay? The Chinese tariffs. Donald Trump is waging a trade war with China, and we're slapping tariffs on them, and they're slapping tariffs on us, and everybody's, well, it's going to hurt this group, it's going to hurt that group, and I'm going to have to pay more for my products, and I'm going to have to pay more for this because of those tariffs, and it's going to cost me money. Hey, wait. When you think about China, forget about the tariffs. I'm not saying they're not important, but when we think about tariffs, let's think about our brothers and sisters in Christ and the condition of the gospel in China. When you hear about China, yeah, the tariffs are important, but it is far, far, far more important to ask what's happening to the Christians, what's happening to the cause of the gospel in China. And that's like I said, forget about the tariffs. Ask what's happening to the Christians. Well, it's not good. It is not good at all. The Chinese government continues to ratchet up the pressure against Christians. And this is just the latest. Here's the story. China's government launched a brand new campaign just last month to eradicate underground house churches so that only state-sanctioned and heavily restricted three self-churches remain. The new campaign is called Return to Zero. That's what the communist Chinese are calling it. They want to wipe out every single house church in China so that the only churches left are the state-sanctioned, state-registered three self-churches. And by the way, Julia in Columbus, hang tight. I'll come to you just in a minute, but I got to get this story in. So, Julia, hang on the phone. I'll get to you in just a moment. The three self-church. Now, listen to this. The three self-church was established by the Chinese government, the communists. And the three selves are this: self-governance, self-support, and self-propagation. Doesn't that sound great? A church in a communist country that has self-governance, self-support, and self-propagation. Here's the only problem. They are not self-governed at all. They are completely controlled by the communist government. The three self-registered churches, the pastor has to submit every single sermon that he preaches to the Chinese government before he can preach it. Does that sound like self-governance to you? Self-governance? No. They can't buy or sell a building without the government giving approval. Does that sound like self-governance? No. And then self-support. No, they are supported by the government. And self-propagation. No, there are laws against evangelism. And even the registered churches cannot evangelize in any way. So the communist government established the three self-church movement: self-governance, self-support, self-propagation. And they can't do any of those things. It's very similar to the liberal progressive left here in America. It's exactly the opposite of what they say that it is. Their ultimate goal is the elimination of Christianity, and they're doing that by regulating the church to death, and they are trying to destroy the underground church, the unregistered church. And it's getting worse and worse and worse. So while everybody's concerned about tariffs, I would hope our president and our government and our State Department would put more emphasis on liberty and freedom and religious liberty and freedom than on a trade war. I know. But when you look at the world through a biblical worldview, that's the way you look at it. All right, let's go to the phones. I've got Julia in Columbus. Hi, Julia. You're on Bobberty Live. Thank you for calling, and thank you for being so patient.
Yeah, thank you so much for your news 2 days ago about the Equality Act.
Okay. Did you hear that they voted on it today on the House, the floor of the House?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I was able to listen to the details of that, and we're in private school and just very alarming, and so I was send it all to my friends and ask them to pray. And even though it did pass the House today, we can continue to still pray and hope that, you know, God will hear our prayers and have mercy on this country.
Well, and we can pray that the Senate does not pass it, and it does not have nearly as good a chance of passing in the Senate. And the president has not specifically said that he will veto it, but just yesterday he said that this legislation is filled with poison pills that would destroy liberty and freedom. So I think that's a good indication that even if it passed the Senate, which I don't think it will, but even if it did, I think there's a very good chance that the president will veto it. And I do not believe the Senate can put together a veto-proof majority. I don't think.
Well, I think even if it doesn't pass this time, they're not going to stop.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No. And if a Democrat was elected president in the next election, and the Democrats got the control of the House and the Senate, we are guaranteed that legislation like that would pass.
Yeah, I you know, raising young children in this generation is, you know, I just don't know what is to come.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you. I've got grandchildren. My children are all grown, but I've got grandchildren that I'm very concerned about the world that they are going to live in. And, you know, we pray and we trust the sovereignty of God, and then we listen for the trumpet. Jack was talking just a little bit ago about the rapture, and, you know, Julia, I'm waiting for the trumpet. Tonight would be just fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
What's also interesting about how you talked about the nation China. I actually happened to work at almost an all Chinese firm, and just, you know, praying and, you know, I guess being joyful that they would ask me about church and Christianity and Christ.
How do they feel about their mother country, about China and what's going on there?
Actually, they just went back this past winter, and they were not very happy about going. They said, I could tell by the expressions on their face, they said it was a stressful living and a lot of pressure there. And I was really surprised by that.
Yeah. Well, once they have experienced the liberty that we have in America, even though that liberty is declining, to go back to communist China where there is no liberty, there is no freedom, would have to be very eye-opening. Julia, thanks so much for calling. I appreciate it. Hope you have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. And we must take a break. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Give me a call. Let's talk. We'll return.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
And we're back on Bob Burney Live, and it is Friday. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about, and evidently Mark in Columbus wants to talk about tariffs. Hey, Mark, how are you today? You're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome.
I'm good, Bob. Thank you. How are you doing?
I am well.
I can tell you sound good.
Well, thank you.
All right. So I just wanted to mention, now, you know, I grant you that there are much worse things going on in some other countries, but think about how much money the United States as a country and as a private, as private individuals has given to other countries and to causes to help people out. And if our country does well, then we have more money to give. And so I just wanted to make that point as far as these tariffs. You know, if we're as people making money or keeping money, we're going to have more money to give and benefit others. Now, I wanted to say, just read a headline that the U.S. Lifted the steel and aluminum tariffs on Canada and Mexico. So that, you know, that might be some good news.
Huh. All right. So bottom line, are you for or against Donald Trump's increased tariffs on China specifically?
Well, I'm against it because it's never been a good thing in history, in our economical history, to raise tariffs on any country. It just backfires. It's not good to have trade wars.
Okay.
Maybe there's some other things we can do to try to bring them bring them around as far as life, their terrible actions against people in general. I mean, look at the Uyghurs. I mean, you got all kinds of, and, you know, frankly, that whole thing about the Uyghurs, you know about that. If that company Google, they seem pretty evil to me. If you want to get down on somebody, we've got to stop using Google. I use things like DuckDuckGo. You know, I got away from Google as much as I can.
I have not heard of DuckDuckGo.
Oh, there's a lot of different
I have not search. Heard of DuckDuckGo. I've heard of a lot of the other ones.
Yeah, that's one of them. So, you know, instead of using Google, I try to use DuckDuckGo.
Well,
I'm just punishing Google in my own little way.
Yeah, I'm not an economist, and I know you aren't, and you're not pretending to be, but, you know, China has been eating our lunch economically for years. The trade imbalance with China, they have been undermining and underpricing our products for years and years and years and years, taking away American jobs. What is the answer to that?
Well, let's see now. You know, this is the angle du jour, if you will. The mantra, the talking lines for the day. If you're a Trumper, and you know, I
no, I'm not. No, it's not rhetorical. I'm asking, you know, how do we deal with it? I mean, what do we do?
Okay, so you're asking me. I say we just we got it, man. We got to figure out a way to beat them. By making stuff here. I mean, if you can make stuff here and you can make it inexpensively enough, but you can make it better than what they can make enough and convince people to buy it, then
yeah,
by golly,
but
you know, you're going to win.
I'm not saying this in support of Trump. I'm really not. But how in the world do we do that when their wage scale is so much less? When most products can be made for half or a third in China, even including the shipping costs, and it can be made in America because of our wage system.
So, mechanization. You know, you've got all these, and I'm not talking about making pants or shirts or things like that. You know, I'm talking about more high-tech stuff. And I'm also, you know, when I say mechanization, I'm saying all these new robots, the robotics that are coming on. You know, you can make things a lot more cheaply with a robot. So,
okay, then what does that do the workforce in America if you've got one robot doing away with 50 people?
Right, and that's been a sort of stick-in-the-mud kind of argument against moving ahead with technology.
Right, right.
And, you know, what are you going to have? I mean, you're asking me, Bob. I'm trying to give you some answers here, and you're throwing out old arguments, but you got to move ahead, man. You got to teach people.
But that's
you
not.
You got to train them. You got to get them more training as far as.
You assumed I was being adversarial, and I'm not, Mark. I'm really not. Those were just honest questions that I don't know the answer to. So they were honest questions, not argumentative. But thanks for calling. I appreciate it. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.